This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, political buzzwords. Slate's William Salatin on the public language of President Bush. Plus, Freaky Friday and SWAT. Summary Judgment surveys critical reviews of two new movies. But now, on Fridays, we turn to NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams to preview what is going to be on the political talk shows over the weekend. Well, Juan is going to be on one of those shows himself. He's a pundit for the Fox News Network. We spoke with him earlier in Washington. Welcome to the show, Juan.
Thanks, Alex.
First, the big news this weekend. Well, it's the big news here. Is it there? Is one of the shows going to get Arnold Schwarzenegger this weekend? They all must be trying.
All are trying, and it's sort of up in the air, but the word around town is he's going to do the full Ginsburg, is what they say, Alex, in the keeping with Monica Lewinsky's lawyer, you'll remember, who did all five Sunday shows one time. The hope is that Arnold Schwarzenegger will be on every show.
You know, I that's one piece of Washington terminology that had escaped me, the full Ginsburg. We'll look for that. President Bush has not endorsed any California gubernatorial candidate yet. Do you think the White House is thinking about that? What is its next step?
Well, it's a big step, Alex, because the White House has a big interest in who holds the governor seat in California with the election coming in 2004. The problem for them is that Arnold Schwarzenegger is not exactly the kind of Republican that appeals to the base, the far-right base that President Bush is relying on, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is pro-choice, he's pro-gun control. He's more of a moderate Republican. Nonetheless, the White House very much wants to win that seat and is going to embrace Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's the expectation in Washington.
I guess the question, though, is can the GOP unite behind one candidate?
Well, I think they can at this point. I think if you've seen former Los Angeles Mayor Reardon pull out, Daniel Issa has pulled out. So at this point, I think that there is a sense that Arnold is such a big name, has such name identification, and so much money in his pockets, his own money, that he is going to be really hard for any other Republican to take on, and any other Republican would be seen as a spoiler. Who would be simply subtracting from his support.
Well, let's talk about the Democrats, if we can, for a minute. Cruz Bustamante, he's the lieutenant governor. He's broken ranks with the Democrats. It's been Governor Gray Davis's strategy to try to keep other Democrats out of this race so that all the Democrats would go to the polls and vote no on recall and not have a candidate. But Cruz Bustamante says, I'm in.
For all the discontent that's been expressed with Governor Davis, there's also been an effort by more and more of the Hispanics, the largest segment now of the California population, to say, you know what, we have political aspirations of our own. And what you're seeing is, I think, an emerging Hispanic presence in California politics, but especially saying it's our turn, it's our time to the Democrats.
Now, if I can ask you about another story, again, this is a Washington story. Rumors that Colin Powell might leave his post as Secretary of State in a second Bush administration if Mr. Bush is reelected. What's happening there? What's the story?
The story is one that has been around not only Washington, but around newspaper rooms for some time now, that Colin Powell has been telling people, you know, on the QT, hey, I'll be gone at the end of this administration. The question is the White House pushing Colin Powell, or is Colin Powell throwing an elbow to say, here, don't forget how popular I am, and don't ignore my views, whether it be on Iraq or Afghanistan or any other foreign policy issue? The far right and the person of Newt Gingrich in specific, the former Republican congressman, have been very critical of this State Department. That issue, that tension, has now risen to the point where there's open speculation that Condoleezza Rice, the president's national security advisor, or Wolfowitz, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, might be in position to replace Colin Powell. And it's interesting, in the immediate aftermath of the story, which appeared in the Washington Post, all of a sudden there was lots of talk about Washington about how good a job Colin Powell is doing, because I think lots of people, including some of Mr. Bush's key Republican supporters, said, wait a second, if the alternative is Wolfowitz or Rice, maybe we like Powell.
He looks like a great guy again.
Yeah, I think it was a matter, you know, maybe for him, of having his image shined up, polished just a bit, because he brought out anybody else who might compete with him, and they all looked like midgets.
Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.